out chatting this afternoon to Mashilo Sekobele of the Cornerstone Boutique Hotel. He is the managing director there. And I want to start by having Mashilo tell us a little bit about his own journey and how he ended up in the tourism and hospitality space.
All right. Okay, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me in your podcast. So, yes, my name is Mashilo William Sekobele, and I happen to come from Pretoria, in a suburb called Montana, and I'm the managing director of Cornerstone Boutique Hotel, as you have introduced me, and I'm also the treasurer of a local association that we have called Mole Mole Tourism Association. And I'm also the deputy secretary of a business consortium that we are having in our area called Mole Mole West Business Consortium. So my background in the hospitality industry, I come from the legal profession. I did my LLB. But after that, I went into the hospitality sector. It's a family business, so I saw it befitting, you know, that I take over, you know, the family business as best as I can, you know, with having little experience or knowledge in the industry. But you know, through God's grace, we managed to make it this far, you know. So,
very interesting, Mashilo. I love
yes.
that you come from a completely different sector. You know, it's always interesting to talk to people who are not from the industry but made their way in the industry and migrated around there, because there's always an interesting journey. It's the detours in life that are most interesting, really.
Yes.
And I think you will have an interesting story to tell as well.
Yes. Yes.
So, Mashilo, you made a migration from the legal fraternity. You came into hospitality. How many years
Yes.
have you been working in hospitality now?
It's been 2 years now. And I
Ah, so
must
you're
say,
still very fresh and very young in this space. But we're
yes.
excited to be chatting to you today about the Cornerstone Boutique Hotel. Is this your first job in hospitality, or is it part of your journey? Please tell us a little bit about how you came to this establishment.
Yes, so this is, you know, the first hotel that we are having, you know, and it's our first contact in the industry, you know. And also, I must say that Cornerstone Boutique Hotel is a hotel that is rural based, you know, but we wanted to set the standard for ourselves so high, you know, so that we can also, you know, uphold and respect the people that live in our village community, you know, because there is a lack of accommodation in our area. When people come for their funerals, or if they are coming for a wedding celebration, and you know, the likes, there is a huge demand for accommodation. So we saw it befitting, you know, to come up with this hotel so that we can afford people decent accommodation. People don't really need to travel afar, you know, or go to town if they are looking for, you know, proper accommodation. So we wanted to set an example, you know, not just to ourselves, but to the world out there, you know, to say that it's possible, you know, and it needs to start with us. We can't look at someone else and say, you know, let the next person do it. So, you know, I'm proud to have this baby with us, and it hasn't been an easy journey, I must say, but we are surviving, and by the look of things, I believe we are still going far.
Fantastic. So this is a family-owned business, Mashilo.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, excellent. And your role is the managing director role. And from what I
Yes.
hear, this is a four-star boutique hotel. Tell us
Yes.
about what the hotel comprises of.
Right. So we've got conference facilities, we've got a gym, we've got spa treatment services, we've got luxury rooms, we've got swimming pool facilities, we've got also a nice dining area and bar where people can just come and unwind and, have a refreshing day. So there's a variety of services that we are offering at the hotel besides just accommodation, and all the rooms have all the finishings of a five-star facility, although we are four-star rated by the grading council.
Very good. So, which district of Limpopo are you in, Mashilo?
So we fall under the Capricorn district, and it's under the Molemole municipality. But we are situated right in between two municipalities, namely Blouberg municipality and also Molemole municipality. But in terms of the geographics, we fall under Molemole.
Wonderful. So you do have space for conferencing and weddings, and you also provide an event management service, am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
Great stuff.
Yes.
So I'd like to hear what are the things that one can do in the area when one comes to your boutique hotel?
So, there's a lot one can do, because Limpopo has, a lot of tourist attractions around, so there's a lot of, nice places that people can go to for mountain hiking and the likes. And at the hotel itself, there's also a lot of activities that we are offering. There's also some gaming activities that we provide for groups, that come to visit our hotel, So, yes, there's a lot that one can do.
Wonderful. So, for our listeners, and we are coming to the end of our conversation now, Mashilo, for our listeners who are tuned in, what would you say are the highlights of visiting Limpopo?
For me, Limpopo is a place one can see that to be home, and the friendliness of the people around, is what makes the province truly remarkable for me. One can experience the different cultures and the diversities, that are in the province, and also, the different types of, foods that people, offer in the province. It's something, unique, and you wouldn't easily access elsewhere, So Limpopo is a province that is, outstanding, to say the least. And there's also many adventurous activities around that one can partake in. There's also things like your Mapungubwe National Parks and heritage sites that one can visit. So there's truly a lot that one can experience in terms of the tourism aspect.
Fantastic. So, Mashilo, it was great chatting to you. I'm so excited to hear about Limpopo. It is one of our favorite provinces, and we always look to find ways to support it because it's not an obvious choice for many people, but we certainly know the value of the various hidden gems in our country. And we do count Limpopo as one of those jewels in the crown. So thank you so much for joining us on Jet Setting with Janet this afternoon, and we look forward to engaging with you further.
Thanks for having me, and thank you for your time as well. Thanks.
Big pleasure.